We continue our study of the Lord's Prayer. No one knows how to pray better than the Lord Jesus. And he came to give us access to God. So let us learn from him how to pray. Question and answer 122, hallowed be your name. It's page 894 in the back of your Psalter hymnals. The Lord's Prayer contains six petitions, and we study the first one this afternoon with God's help. What does the first petition mean? Hallowed be your name means, help us to truly know you, to honor, glorify, and praise you for all your works and for all that shines forth from them, your almighty power, wisdom, kindness, justice, mercy, and truth. And it means, help us to direct all our living, what we think, say, and do, so that your name will never be blasphemed because of us, but always honored and praised. What an impossible goal apart from the work of Christ and the power of God. Let's read Psalm 113. Psalm 113. A prayer for the name of the Lord. To prosper in all the earth. Psalm 113. Praise the Lord. Praise, O servants of the Lord, praise the name of the Lord. Blessed be the name of the Lord from this time forth and forevermore. From the rising of the sun to its setting, the name of the Lord is to be praised. The Lord is high above all nations, and his glory above the heavens. Who is like the Lord our God, who is seated on high, who looks far down on the heavens and the earth? He raises the poor from the dust and lifts the needy from the ash heap to make them sit with the princes of his people. He gives the barren woman a home, making her the joyous mother of children. Praise the Lord. This is the reading of God's word. May he bless it to our hearts and lives. Brothers and sisters in the Lord Jesus Christ, when David walked onto the battlefield and faced Goliath and heard him, what was his first priority? Was it to fight Goliath? No. Was it to take Goliath down? No. His first priority was to honor the name of the Lord. And that set the direction for everything else. That made everything else plain. His priority was clear. And so also the greater than David, the Lord Jesus Christ, calls us to have clearly in our mind the first priority, not only in prayer but in life. Because you pray what you live, and you live what you pray. Prayer is really offering the desires of the heart to God, and Jesus is calling us to have our desires shaped in this way, that our first priority, not before ourselves, and that we feel good, and life is going well for us, and nothing should get in the way. Our first priority, it should shape all our goals and desires, is that God's name be glorified by us and by the whole world. And that should be the one thing that governs everything else we we want, we desire, and we pray for. That God's name be hallowed or lifted up as holy in this world. Do you pray for your children? Wonderful. But may your first prayer for them be that they know and trust the name of the Lord. Do you pray for a spouse? It's a great prayer. But let your first prayer be a man or a woman who fears the Lord. Or if God desires you to remain single, that you're willing to praise his name that way. Do you pray for healing? Good prayer. But pray first that God would honor his name in your sickness and in your recovery. Just so long as your name is honored, whatever you do with my sickness. Do you want God to guide you into a career path? Good prayer. Pray that God would help you seek that career that would bring most honor to his name in your life. Not what's going to make the biggest buck or give you the most power or the most comfortable life. So let God's name, his good name, his holy name, govern your prayers and desires as your first priority, congregation. That's Jesus' teaching here. Our theme then this afternoon is our first priority in prayer. First, that God's name be praised. Secondly, at all times. Thirdly, by all peoples. That God's name be praised at all times by all peoples. Our first priority in prayer then is that God's name be praised, hallowed, lifted up. Psalm 113 verse 1, praise the Lord. Praise, O servants of the Lord, praise the name of the Lord. This is the first of six Hallel Psalms sung at the Passover, Psalm 113 through Psalm 118. Psalms whose theme is praise the name of the Lord. And then it gives reasons, even in this psalm, because he's high and lifted up, because he saves the needy, he lifts up the lowly. He brings grace to the empty. God's name and glory are by far the most important thing in all the world and in all our life. And since God's name is the most important thing in all the world and in all our life, hallowing his name, which means lifting his name up as holy, is the most important issue on the globe, right now, and all the time. You see that in Psalm 138, verse 2. You just jump ahead to Psalm 138, verse 2. You ask, why does David want to praise the name of the Lord? And he says in verse 2, I bow down towards your holy temple and give thanks to your name. Why? Why give thanks to God's name? He gives the reason. For your steadfast love and your faithfulness, for you have exalted above all things your name and your word. God himself exalts above all things his name and his word, which declares his name. That's the highest thing in God's sight. His name is who he is, like your name is who you are. It's his reputation, his character, his attributes, his glory, his word. It's himself. And think about it. Since his name made the world, and his name saves us from our sins, his name is not only great, high, and lifted up, it's central to our existence and our salvation. We can't live, the world can't exist apart from his name. So it's the only kind of life that's right with God and in harmony with the way things really are is to lift up his name. Because his name is indeed exalted. So that's the most important issue on the globe right now. It's not climate change. It's not fighting socialism. It's not feeding your children. It's not staying healthy. It's not finding a spouse. It's not paying the bills. It's not choosing a college or university. All these things have their place. The most important issue right now in your life and mine, brothers and sisters, is to lift up the holy name of the Lord. Hallow your name. If you just look again at question and answer 122 and see the eight action words that define what it means to hallow the name of God, help us to truly know you, honor you, glorify you, praise you for all your works, for all that shines forth from them. Then the second part, help us to direct all our living, to live for you, to think in a way that honors you, to speak, to act, to do in a way that honors you. That's what it means to hallow God's name. And that's what's missing most in your life and mine. If you ask somebody, what's the biggest thing missing in your life? We might get a lot of different answers. But I think the first priority in prayer teaches us what the biggest hole is or missing thing is in our lives. And what's missing most in this world? This is the need of the hour. Like Goliath defied and insulted and put down and mocked and trampled on the name of the Lord, so we live in a world filled with blasphemies and disregard for our God and his Christ. And we must pray that God would help us put down those blasphemies and use us to change the world into a place that praises the Lord from this time forth and forevermore, from the rising of the sun to its setting. You say impossible. Of course it is. Incredible, unthinkable. Of course it is. That's why we make it a matter of prayer. Our Father, who through Christ hears and answers our prayers and loves his name more than any of us do, and will hear this prayer. This prayer pleases him more than anything else. And he's in heaven, controlling all the levers of power in this world, ruling every Goliath, and we must expect impossible things from his almighty power. And maybe this is also where prayer lacks most in our lives. Right here, that we desire God's name be honored. Not only in this world, by the Goliaths out there, but it starts with us. Lord, that's the biggest thing missing in my life. I get so stuck in my own feelings and my own opinions and my own schedule. I get so stuck in my own goals and my own kingdom that I lose sight of the main thing, the reason I'm here, the reason you saved me, Lord Jesus. I value my reputation so much sometimes that I'm willing to lie and cover up my sins in order to make myself look better, but dishonor you. Lord, help me to lift up your name. Donald Carson, in the Sermon on the Mount, says this very radical thing, actually. I'll quote him. The highest goal is not that we be made holy. Now, that's a good goal, that we be holy. The highest goal, though, is not that we be made holy. The highest goal, rather, is that God's name be made holy or be hallowed. You see, I can desire to be holy just to look good, to win the praise and approval of people and say, wow, he is a holy man. And that can become a thing of pride for me and a matter of growing my own kingdom. And that can take on a life of its own, this desire to become holy. No, that has to be submitted to God's name, so that as people see my holiness, they're being directed away from me to the Lord. Matthew 5:16, let your light so shine before men. That's holiness, our holiness. So that they may see your good deeds and glorify your Father who's in heaven. That's where it's all got to end up. That's our first priority. Not our holiness, but God's. And ours must serve God's. Making God's praise and God's name and God's honor our first priority becomes involves a radical life change. It's not natural. We should not underestimate how painful this is, brothers and sisters. We pursue ourselves and believe that's where the life and the happiness is to be found. If I can promote and protect my own name, life will be good. But really, life and joy are found only in God's name, congregation, not in ours. And I need God's help to let that worldview of lifting up and exalting God's name as the first thing in my life, that worldview overtake me. It takes a radical conversion to bring us from our natural self, that love self, to a Christ-centered self that is aimed at God and His glory. In its large catechism, Luther asked when God's name would be hallowed among us, and his answer was when both our teaching and our life are godly and Christian. Well, let's see, secondly, our first priority in prayer is that God's name be praised at all times. Again, Psalm 113, it says more than just praise the Lord. It says, blessed be the name of the Lord when? From this time forth and forevermore. His prayer is not only that the Lord's name be praised, but that His name be praised at all times for the rest of my life. My whole life be filled with the praise of the name of the Lord. That's how Psalm 145 opens. We sang that. I will extol you, my God and my King. I will bless your name forever and ever, every day. Forever and ever means every day. Every day I will bless you and praise your name forever and ever. Great is the Lord and greatly to be praised, and his greatness is unsearchable. Psalm 145, 1 and 2, 1 through 3. And then in Psalm 34, David says in the first three verses, I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. My soul makes its boast in the Lord. Let the humble hear and be glad. Oh, magnify the Lord with me, and let us exalt his name together. Think of it. If we would turn every complaint that we have in life into praise, thanksgiving. If we would turn every whining into honoring the Lord, how radically different our lives would become. It's not wrong to pour out our afflictions before the Lord. Not at all. That's what prayer is. But complaining is a replacement, a substitute for praise. And we need to pray, Lord, every time I want to complain, help me to turn it into God-honoring praise. God is calling us to put his name at the center, to honor, praise, and magnify his name every day and at all times forevermore. Not a once-in-a-while thing when things are going just right. That we could even say when something terrible happens. Lord, this dishonors your reputation before the world. But use this even to bring glory to your name. I can't forget a phone conversation with Michael Vencio day after his diagnosis of pancreatic cancer. Weeping, just as long as the Lord's name is glorified through this. Now, he doesn't feel that way all the time, okay? But that's where he wants his life to be all the time right now. And whether sick or healthy, that's where we have to put our lives 24/7. From this time forth and forevermore, fill thou my life, O Lord my God, in every part with praise, that my whole being may proclaim thy being and thy ways. Not for the lip of praise alone, nor e'en the praising heart. I ask but for a life made up of praise in every part. It means help us direct all our living. If we are to praise the name of the Lord at all times, we have to say, Lord, I want my whole being today to lift up your holy name. Not just my prayer, private prayer in the morning, my family prayer at breakfast, but help me to direct all my living today, what I think, say, and do, so that your name will never be blasphemed because of me, but always honored and praised. What a challenge. You'll likely fumble on this at breakfast already. But then we pray again, Lord, help me not to respond that way. Help me not to think about school that way. Help me not to think about my neighbor that way, my work. First, it means to praise the Lord at all times, that we praise him in every detail. We'll go through a few things here. First, it means to praise him in every detail. Help me know and see your glory everywhere. Psalm 8, verse 1. O Lord, our Lord, how excellent is your name in all the earth. Lord, help me to taste your glory in my food and drink. Whatever you do, whether you eat or drink, do it all to the glory of God. 1 Corinthians 10, verse 31. Lord, help me to see your glory in art and architecture, in snow and sunshine. Help me praise you for them. That's what we should seek in an education for our children, brothers and sisters, that we should make the name of God our priority. Help me, Lord, give my children an education that will teach them in all the world, in all of life, to see where God's glory and God's name is found in that thing, in that subject, in that task. Wow. So that we might learn to put your name first at all times. It's radical to be educated in the name of the Lord. Radical. Good. Right. One author explains it this way, but Jesus teaches us to make God's honor the first concern in our lives. When we're looking for a job or considering an appointment or taking an assignment, the big thing is the glory of God's name. Here's where it gets tough. When there's a death in the family, Jesus says, make sure that the name, Father's name is hallowed in the way you handle that. When there's a newborn baby, that's easier. Make sure the name of the Lord is hallowed in the way you handle that. For selfish and sinful people, writes this author, this new desire and prayer is unnatural, even painful, but conversion never comes without pain. And the best evidence of conversion is a rearranged life in which God has first place. That rearrangement, ouch. That's where our lives got to go. Second, first in every detail, at all times means for every doctrine. Oh, sometimes we can cut our teeth on predestination and election. It can boggle the mind. We can even find it to be kind of a difficult doctrine that we don't like so much. What does Paul do with it at the end of Romans 9, 10, and 11? Oh, the depths of the riches, both of the wisdom and the knowledge of God, for from him and through him and unto him are all things. To him belongs the glory forever. Amen. For every doctrine, as we already mentioned, for all creation, how excellent is your name in all the earth. Third. Fourth, even in every hardship. In all things, God works for the good of those who love him. Moses says to Israel about their time in the wilderness, God let you hunger to test you so you could learn that man does not live on bread alone, but by every word that proceeds from the mouth of God. Or Joseph, being abused by his brothers. And he brought it all back to the glory of God. You meant it for evil, but God meant it for good. The name of the Lord was honored in the way Joseph handled that stress. Now, I'm sure he didn't come to that on the first day, but he got there. We need to pray. We need to pray hard to get there in our lives when there's something that's just taking the wind out of our sails and getting us out of the good way of serving the Lord and trusting Him and loving Him. Fifth, in every thought, everything we think, say, and do. Finally, brothers, whatever is true, whatever is honorable, whatever is just, whatever is pure, whatever is lovely, whatever is commendable, if there's any excellence, if there's anything worthy of praise, think about these things. Philippians 4, verse 8. And then sixth, to sum it all up, in every word and in all of life, whatever you do, whether in word or in deed, do it all in the name of the Lord Jesus to the glory of God the Father. Colossians 3, 17. Help me in my marriage as a husband to honor your name by loving my wife as Christ loved the church. Help me as a wife to honor Christ, Lord, by submitting to my husband with respect as the church submits to you. Help me, Lord, as an employer to honor your name, to give glory to my God by being kind and generous to my employees. Lord, help me to honor you as an employee, to honor your name by working hard for the Lord, not for men. These are all applications, of course, in the scriptures themselves. Lord, write your name on my life visibly so others can read and heed. May this day, this hour, my writing, my sickness, my health, my going out, my staying home, my sermon, my money spending, my money saving, my hospitality, my laughter, everything in all of me, all the time, bring glory, Father, to your name. And this is a missional life. A missional life. When we live that way. And that's what we see thirdly. God's name. It's to be praised at all times by all peoples. Psalm 113, from the rising of the sun to its setting, the name of the Lord is to be praised. The Lord is high above all nations and His glory above the heavens. Who is like the Lord our God who is seated on high? The rising of the sun is the east. The setting is the west. Everywhere in between, Lord, may your name be praised. That's why the catechism keeps saying, may your name be honored by us. Not just me, us, the nations. That's God's desire. God's desire is that his name be praised and blessed among all the nations. And so when Jesus is calling us to pray for the hallowing of God's name, he's teaching us to pray that in line with God's desire that that name be honored not just by us, but all the nations. It's a missional prayer. That's why we're called in all our living what we think, say, or do. To honor the name of the Lord so his name will never be blasphemed. There's mission implied in that answer. His name will never be blasphemed because of us. Will not be a stumbling block to others. But always honored and praised. In other words, again, because of us. Just look at, think about 1 Peter 3 verse 15 for a moment. 1 Peter 3 verse 15. Here's what happens in a life that honors the Lord, that treats the Lord as holy, hallows his name. Listen, 1 Peter 3:15. In your hearts, honor Christ the Lord as holy. Always being prepared to make a defense to anyone who asks you for a reason for the hope that is in you, yet do it with gentleness and respect. As we set apart Christ in our hearts as holy, we put his name first, make his name our priority. That will show in our lives, and people will start asking for the reason, for the hope that is within us. And we must always then be prepared to proclaim the name of the Lord. So setting him apart as holy and then proclaiming him, answering him in his holiness. And in so doing, we're seeking that all the peoples will bless the name of the Lord. And we must pray that our lives today will bring blessing to the name of the Lord in somebody else's life. And that's why we pray for our spouse, our children, our students, why we pray for our neighbors. By name, we pray for lost people that we know who don't know the Lord. Lord, may my life bring blessing and attract someone else to the name of the Lord today. God's desire is that the nations bless his name. Jesus calls us to share this desire of God and to press him for the fulfillment of this desire through prayer. Lord, may the knowledge of your name cover the earth as the waters cover the sea. And the blood of Christ is spilled all over this request. Christ died to accomplish this prayer. He died to purchase for God, says Revelation 5. Purchase for God a people from every tribe and language and nation to become a priesthood. Serving the Lord. Two passages I want to read with you on that. Psalm or Isaiah 59 verse 19. Isaiah 59 verse 19. Two wonderful promises that we need to pray on. They shall fear the name of the Lord. Isaiah starts from the other side. From the west and his glory from the rising of the sun. For he will come like a rushing stream which the wind of the Lord drives. They will fear the name of the Lord from the west to the rising of the sun. And then this promise from Malachi 1. Malachi 1 verse 11. For from the rising of the sun to its setting, my name will be great among the nations, and in every place incense will be offered to my name and a pure offering. For my name will be great among the nations, says the Lord of hosts. Again, the rising of the sun to its setting. My name will be great among the nations. What does that mean? They'll offer incense. They'll worship me. They'll worship me. Brothers and sisters, does this prayer shape your hopes and dreams and goals and desires and prayers? Is this first? Is this first for you? That Christ's name be exalted by you and by everyone. Is prayer, this prayer, your priority? Is this what, here's a way to ask it, what you want most out of your life? What do you want most out of your life? This is it. You have the answer. May the Spirit give you the desire and feed that pure desire. One more thing that Luther, in his simple way to pray, took the first request and wrote this prayer out of it. Yes, Lord God, dear Father, hallowed be your name, both in us and throughout the whole world. Destroy and root out the abominations, idolatry, the heresy of Islam, all false teachers and factious spirits who falsely bear your name and shamefully abuse it and horribly blaspheme it. But don't only root it out, Lord. Lord God, convert. Convert them. Convert those who are still to be converted, that they with us and we with them may hallow and praise your name, both with true and pure doctrine and with a good and holy life. Amen. Let's pray together. Lord our God, your name is holy. Your name is central. It's life. It's salvation. It's glory. It's joy. Your name is everything. It's all in all. Help us to see that, to desire that in our lives and across the world. Help us to pursue that in prayer. Lord, may this shape our goals and desires for everyone around us. And we pray that you would hear and answer this prayer as we raise this up to you in so many different ways. In Jesus' name we pray, amen.